Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I'm Roseanne, your host and guide. This week marks the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, and with that comes all the energy of rebirth, renewal and newness. I'm aware I have plenty of listeners in the Southern Hemisphere, so for you, please take this as a chance to invite new energy in. The equinox marks the time when the nights and the days are at equal length, and it's a time of transition. We are entering into a new phase, a new energy, and so today we'll be meditating on the potential of this and with the beautiful natural balance that our planet is in. Both hemispheres of the world are able to feel into the ancient symbolic cycle of rebirth and death, and so connecting with Mother Earth is deeply nurturing. Spring is a time for new beginnings, and autumn a time for harvest, releasing and letting go. It's a new beginning for the entire globe. In our yoga practice, we recognize this in our practice of Shavasana, the deep relaxation at the end of class. Shavasana means corpse pose, and so every time you practice this, we're letting go completely, and then as we come out of this pose, we lie in the fetal position before we rise once more, renewed and ready. And it's Easter time too, and this Christian tradition of celebrating rebirth is so clearly an adaptation of the pagan celebration of the spring equinox. Rebirth is a key component of the human condition. We all need an official moment to reset, and we can do this now, and at any time we need this energy of renewal. So come to settle yourself into comfort and gently close your eyes. Take a moment to scan through your body. Feel into your legs, your hips and pelvis, your abdomen, your back. Feel the breath gently coming into your chest. Feel the breath gently moving in your throat. Relax your face, your tongue, your jaw, your cheeks. And deepen your breath into a long, soft, deep inhale. Long, soft, deep exhale. Each breath, allow yourself to relax and let go of any tension or stress. In order to be reborn, we need to let go. So we're going to use a visualization to assist us today, and if you can't create an image in your mind's eye, then simply feel into the sensations, the feelings of our journey. And I want you to recall a place in nature where you feel most at ease. It could be a meadow, a forest, a beach. Take yourself there and notice. Notice the temperature, the landscape, the colours, the smells, the sounds. You are barefoot. The ground underneath your feet is warm, soft and comfortable. You are surrounded by nature in all its beauty. So notice the nature that surrounds you. Ancient trees under which are flowers and plants in bud, their bright green shoots pushing up through the warm earth, ready to burst into new growth. Allow yourself to connect with this new growth. Feel it flowing upwards through the soles of your feet and into your energetic body, filling you with renewed energy and vitality. Take your attention into your root chakra and feel the gentle spinning of the Muladhara energy. Allow it to extend downwards through your legs and into your feet, and extend down beneath your feet and into the earth. Your energetic roots working their way effortlessly deep into the earth, connecting you with new energy and the warmth of the earth. You are rooted, stable, strong. Sap is rising into your body with the soft vitality, the mellowness of a spring day. Gently turn your attention upwards now to your crown chakra. Connect with the warm energy of the sun. Feel the rays of golden sunshine illuminating your Sahasrara chakra, showering you with golden light, your crown chakra open to receive it. Feel into the cosmic energy of the sun, filling you with vitality and renewal. Take a few moments to bask in this light, feeling its warmth and energy wash over you. Allow yourself to be fully present in this moment, feeling the energy of spring all around you. The spring equinox gives everything a chance to start over, to be renewed. Begin to walk slowly through your landscape. With each step, you are leaving behind that which no longer serves you. Step by step, you can leave behind anxiety, stress. With each step, drop any self-doubt, negative thoughts, fear. With every step, you are lighter, leaving behind regrets, pain, or grief. With each step, you are lighter. Now, I want you to bring to mind an intention or sankalpa. This is your heart's desire. It can be general or specific. Feel into what that might be for you, and allow it to simply float up into your mind. It can be a feeling, a state, a goal that you want for yourself. And as you find your intention, feel into the excitement, the longing, the potential of it. This intention is a seed. In your mind's eye, carefully pick up this seed and plant it deep within your heart. Now recall the strength and energy that you gained from your roots. Recall the warmth and vitality of the sunshine through the crown. These energies can now nurture this seed within you. You can use the water of creativity from your sacral chakra to water this seed and watch as the combined energy of the root's nutrients and the sun's warmth allows your seed to send out its first tiny shoots. Growth is possible. Growth is happening. Now within your landscape, there is an ancient tree, a tall, strong, magnificent tree. Take yourself to sit at the base of the tree with your back against the trunk and feel yourself align with the energy of sap rising, new shoots, strong roots. Observe that around you there are thousands of new shoots pushing up from their dormant winter state and into renewed growth. Your seed of intention will grow, Be patient. There will be days of cool, moments of storm, but the growth will only slow for a short time. Feed the seed of intention each day with strength, warmth, and love. This is the time of renewal, of growth, of rebirth for all of nature, and you are simply a part of this whole. Breathe this energy in once more. Allow your intention to settle deep within your heart. You can now walk back, bringing with you the strength of that ancient tree, the vitality of the sunshine, the nurture from Mother Earth. Gently take a few deeper breaths and bring a small amount of movement back into your body. If you are able to, roll onto your side and lie with your knees tucked up in the fetal position. As you lie here, feel into your potential. Remind yourself of your intention. And as you roll over towards the floor and gently push yourself back up to sitting, feel yourself renewed, reborn into the newness and aligned with the earth's energy. Take another deep breath as you come up to sitting. Open your eyes and smile. Have a beautiful day. Om Shanti. Thank you for joining me today for this springtime meditation. I hope that you feel renewed, and I want to suggest that perhaps once you've finished this meditation, you just take 5 minutes to journal what your intention was, what came up for you within that, and maybe recall the landscape in which you were in so that you can anchor yourself back into this intention, this idea of the seed of intention growing within you, and you can come back to it to remind yourself when the days are rainy or cool or stormy, because we all are going to have those days. So I want to say thank you for listening as always. If you have a chance to review, rate, or share this podcast, I would be so grateful. It just helps other people find the podcast and benefit from the work that I do. And if you're interested in the work that I do, you can find everything about me at chakra-way.com. You'll find all about the journey, the Chakra Way journey, which is a beautiful, big, long expedition into your energetic body, finding healing and renewal and discovery and learning. So much in there. So until next time, enjoy the beautiful spring. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, enjoy your mellow autumn. And I'll see you very soon. Take care. Lots of love. Bye now.